Okay, we're on Zion Amud Beis, the bottom. Mai Mevorech, what are the Sheva Brachas? So the seventh is Bori Pri Agof, and that the Gemara is not going to mention. The other six. And the Bori Pri Agof, and under the Chuppah, the Bori Pri Agof comes first. Because all of the Brachas are what's it called, are then Al Hakos. And in benching, so then the Bori Pri Agof comes at the end, because all of the brachas come on the after the benching as the end of the Suda, and therefore the bracha on the benching itself, the Bori Pri Agof, goes back on all the Sheva brachas and on the benching itself, so it's said last. Okay, my Mavorich, Omer of Yehuda, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. There's also a machlokas whether when you say the brachas in the Gemara you should say Shem Hashem. That's the way the bracha is. The Yavid says that Taki should say the Shemus, and the Maisa, the Ninig is not to do that. Just say Baruch Atah Hashem. Shakol Borolich Voldo. And then again Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer HaAdam. And then again Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yotzer Esodem B'Tzalmo B'Tzelem Demus Tavniso V'Hishkin Lo Mimenu Binyana Deyad Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Ha'odom. And this one ends with a bracha too. Discuss exactly why it starts with a bracha, ends with a bracha, whatever. Then comes Sos Tosis V'Sogel Ho Akora B'Kibutz Boneho V'Socha B'Simcha Baruch Ato Hashem V'Sameach Tzion B'Boneho. And that one doesn't start with a baruch but ends with a bracha. Same thing the next one, Sameach to Samach Reim O Ahuvim Kisamechecho Yitzircho Began Eden Mikedem Baruch Ato Hashem Sameach Chosom Dechala. And finally the last one starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Baruch Sosom V'Simcha Chosom V'Kala Gila Rina Ditzov Ched V'Ava V'Ach V'Sholom V'Reus Meheira Hashem Elokeinu Yishoma Bara Yehuda V'Chutzos Yerushalayim Kol Sosom V'Kol Simcha Kol Chosom V'Kol Kala Kol mitzalos chasanim mechupasam unorim mishdei neginasam baruch atu Hashem mesameach chasan im hakala. The one before is mesameach chasan vichala, and here's mesameach chasan im hakala. So first we'll learn Rashi and see he explains each of these brachas well and why they have the form that they do, and then we'll see Tosfos says different shotim. Rashi, my mevorach Amar of Yehuda, nira be'enai seder bracha shenisdru al iski hazivug, einu ela me'asher yotzer ve'elech. The brachas that go specifically on the wedding are only from the asher yotzer and on. She'osa bracha mascheles adaber b'shneim. That bracha begins to talk about the chasen and kala. Right, we'll see that what it means, but that one's talking about zocher nekeva and the chosin and kala. Asher yotzer es ha'odom medaber b'zocher, right? The hiskin lo mimenu binyan edayad yanekeva. So that bracha includes zocher and nekeva, because asher yotzer es ha'odom b'tzalmo, and the hiskin lo mimenu binyan edayad is that from him he created a woman, and that's a binyan edayad. Then all women after that have children. So that's the first bracha, Rashi says, that's talking about the zivug. We'll see in one second what the other brachas are there for. Sos tosis, v'fi she'enu anu tzrichim lahalo zichron Yerushalayim arosim chaseinu. Why do we mention this bracha? Because halacha is, im lo la'ala es Yerushalayim arosim chasi. So then, tibbak l'shomi l'chiki. So we have to, the chiyuv, to mention Yerushalayim whenever there's a simcha. She'nemar tibbak l'shomi l'chiki. So we may say this bracha of Simchas Yerushalayim. Sameach tesamach, bracha lechosin v'kala, sheyatzlichu b'simcha v'tov leiv. This is a separate bracha to the chosin and kala, not in the wedding. Each one individually should have hatzlach. V'asher bora l'shem kol Yisrael. Ulefi, shehaseder maschil me'asher yotzar. Now Rashi explains why the brachas take on the form that they do. Since really the brachas on the chasana start from Asher Yotzer, and the first two brachas, right, the first two brachas, right, Shakol Bor Lechvodo, and Yotzer Ha'adam are not really on the Chasana itself, which seems like what they're on. Right? Lefichach Pasach Bo B'Baruch. That's why, even though normally we have a rule that a bracha that is next to another bracha, right, doesn't need to start with Baruch. Any bracha that doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is not a bracha. But if it's a continuation, if it's a bracha smucha lechaverto, not a continuation, but it's connected to a bracha before, then the bracha before, what's it called, is considered the bracha for this one too. Goes on both, and you don't have to start with a bracha, the nusach of Baruch Atah Hashem, that is taken care of by the one before. The shaila is, what does that mean, bracha smucha lechaverto? When it's samach to a bracha, a long bracha, is it the beginning of that bracha that it's samach to, or the end of that bracha that it's samach to? Right? When you start with a bracha and end with a bracha. Right? The pashtus, because many times when you end the bracha, you don't end it with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Right? And a bracha doesn't have Shemu Malchus, not a bracha. It has to be samach to the original beginning of the bracha before. Okay. The and it doesn't mean that since the person said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam and the first bracha, and then he's saying the second bracha, therefore it becomes a continuation, and therefore somebody else can't say the second bracha, because then it's not bracha smucha lechaverta, because somebody else said the first one and somebody else is saying the second one. But it means, this is the way Moshe learns, and this is the way we're Nohag, that doesn't make a difference who says the bracha, but when they made these brachas as an order of brachas in succession, they didn't need to start the second bracha with a bracha, because it's considered attached to the first one, even if somebody else says it. There's nothing to do, even if the other person wasn't there when they said the first one. It's not that in actuality right now when we're saying it, it's a continuation, but it was made, the takana was made as if it was a continuation. Nafkamina is two different people say these brachas. Can somebody say the bracha of Asher Yotzer, and then somebody else say Sos Tosis? Or no, it has to be bracha smucha lechaverto. The same person who said Asher Yotzer has to say Sos Tosis, and then the same thing Sameach the Samach. And there are some that have the meaning like that, that those brachas go together, and whoever says Asher Yotzer says Sos Tosis and Sameach the Samach, because they are all considered one bracha. The introductory phrase of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Maaseh, we don't hold like that. We hold you can say, anybody can say each bracha, and even somebody who didn't hear the first bracha can say the second one, because it has nothing to do with how you say it. It's how it was set up. Okay, how it was instituted. Okay. So in any case, so therefore Rashi says like this: the first brachas, each one starts with a bracha. Because we'll see in a second why. He didn't say yet why. The first two have to say a separate bracha. Why not just say a bracha on the first one, and then the second one doesn't need a bracha? And he explains why the third one needs its own bracha, because that's the one that really starts the brachas on the chasana. So that starts with a bracha. That's why it's a long bracha, because it's the first one that really has to do with the chasana special. Kiderach kol rashei sidrei brachas, like all beginnings of a order of brachas, that's a chash of a bracha that starts with baruch and ends with baruch. And even though it's not the beginning in actuality, it's the beginning in meaning. First one that has to do with the zibuk. The sos tosis, the sameach the samach, mitnei shehem bracha smucha lechaverta, lo pasach ba baruch. And the next two, since they are samuch lechaverta, they don't have to start with baruch. So therefore, sos tosis doesn't start with a bracha, and the same thing sameach to sama. Shekein tiknu lechol habrachos shesmuchos achar harishona ala seder. That's the way they made the takana. Whenever there's an order of brachos, the ones that follow the first one that said baruch ato Hashem don't need a baruch ato Hashem to start them off. I've Asher Borah, so that's the case, and the last one also shouldn't have to start with Borah. Asher Borah shouldn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It should just start Asher Borah Sosa V'Simcha. מפני שהיא נאמרת יחידיש ברוב ימי המשתה כשאין שום פנים חדשות, לפיכך אין לו מן הסמוכות והוא צריך לפתוח בו בברך ולסיים בברך. However, the last brach is sometimes said alone. When there's no panim chadashos, we'll see, right, during the sheva brachas, if there are no panim chadashos, you just say asher bara. So since asher bara is said alone, so it's not only part of an order of other brachas. Sometimes it's said by itself. So therefore the takana was that it should say a bracha by itself too, because it doesn't always follow other brachas. So even where it does follow other brachas, you still start with a baruch, because the takana is only where this is a part of an order of brachas always, where it's not, and sometimes you say it by itself, so it starts with, by itself with baruch, even when you say it together with the order. Aval shakol baruch lichvodo eino min haseder. Shakol baruch vodo is not on the chasid. Ela la seifa so'am ha'nesofim sham ligmol chesed. Right, it's a bracha made for the honor of the people who came to the wedding. Shakol baro lichvodo. Zecher lechazdei hamakom shenohagim ha'odom harishon shenas elo shushbin v'nisasekvo. Just like the Rabbonu Shalom was the olam by the first chasana, he was the shushbin for Odom harishon. He attended the wedding. So what's it called? We say Shakol Barolich Voldova, Seifa Zu Kovod Amakom, and gathering together the Kovod, the Chosin and Kal, is the Kovod of the Rabbanu Shalom, because you're following in his footsteps. That he attended the first Chosin and Kal, and you're attending this Chosin and Kal. So you're Dom El Hashem. So it's Kvod Hashem, Shakol Barolich Voldova. That's why this bracha, Zerashi says, if that's the case, then you don't have to say it at the chasana. You can say it at the reception, at the Kabbalah's Pallet, because it's not made for the chasana kala, it's not made for the chuppah, it's made for the people gathering together to honor the chasana kala. So say it at the reception. Really should have made the bracha in the beginning. Ela, mikivin sheyesh bracha lakos. Since we're making a bracha lakos and we're including other brachas after it, his kiku of the shadra alav. Therefore, this was thrown in to the brachas lakos, just like needed to have the abirkas besamim ubracha laor b'motzei Shabbos. The bracha on the besamim and the bracha on the candle have nothing to do with havdalah. They're separate brachas. The bracha you make on the ner, even when you don't make havdalah, like we do motzei Tisha B'av, when it's motzei Shabbos. We make a bracha on the ner, we don't make any havdalah, because Motzei Shabbos is an inyan to make a bracha on fire, because fire was created then. And the same thing with the besamim. Since in the Shema Yisera goes away, you make a bracha on the besamim. It has nothing to do with havdalah. But since we're making havdalah halakos, so we throw those two brachas in also, they should also be halakos. Same thing over here. Really, the bracha of Shakol Baro Lichvodo has nothing to do with the chuppah. But since we're going to make a bracha, a set of brachas al hakos under the chuppah, and it's okay to say this at that time also, so throw it in also and make it also al hakos. The Amrinan Rebbe Mefazron, the Choser the Sodron al hakos, right? Rebbe Chia Mechanson Ho Veyeshom Kos. The Rishami says there was a machlokus when to say these brachas. Some say them by themselves, and some say no, that you're supposed to say them all al hakos, even though they're not part of Havdalah, but l'maisa, you're making a bracha lakos, include the other brachas you have to make that night also. Well, the fisha eino mishar seder habrachos, the kula hodoa achas, lo chos muba bebor, mida de havea birkas peiros and mitzvahs. That's why it doesn't end with a bracha. Shakol bor lichvodo, because it's not really what's it called, part of the Seder HaBrachos. It's not the first bracha, which should be a long bracha, like Rashi said. That really is the Asher Yotzer, is that first bracha on the Zivug. So it's not a first bracha of the order, and it's what's it called? It's one Hodah. So therefore, like Birchas HaPeiros and Birchas HaMitzvahs, it doesn't end with a bracha. The Chain Birchas Yotzer HaAdam. So Lechara, why doesn't Birchas Yotzer HaAdam not start with a bracha? It's Samach Lechaverta to Shakol Baruch Voda. Why? The Chain Birchas Yotzer Ha'adam Shetiknua Liyitzira Rishona Shav Adam HaRishon. The Gemara is going to explain that why do we make two brachas of Yotzer Ha'adam? One for the first Yetzirah, whatever that means, we'll see when we get to the Gemara. And the second for the second Yetzirah. Two Yetzirahs of Adam. So you make two brachas. And the first one was he was only male alone before the female was created. So that's not going on the chasana. Right? So that is also a separate bracha by itself. Ilam an diomer beis Yetzirahs havi, ilam an diomer beis Yetzirahs olam machshava, ubosa machshava zlinan. Either because there were two Yetziros or there was supposed to be two Yetziros, whatever it is, we make two brachas of Yotzer HaAdam, because there were, in fact, two different creations. Mikol Makom, Eino Miseder Birchos HaZivug. But it's not part of the Birchos HaZivug. So it's prior, it's pre-Birchos HaZivug. The Habi Yetzira Rishon, Nakati Nekeva Lohavya. In the first Yetzira, there was no Nekeva, or there was no separate Nekeva. See when we get to the Gemara. Din Tomer Lomi Bas, and why do we say it? It has nothing to do with the Zivug, and it has nothing to do with what's it called, with the people, covet of the people, so why do we say it altogether? Mitov Shonu Levorachim HaYitzira Ashniya, since we're making a brach on the second Yitzira, where the Nekeva was also introduced, you can't make a brach on the second Yetzirah unless you first mention there's a first Yetzirah. So therefore we by force have to say the brach on the first Yetzirah too, but it has really nothing to do with the Zivug. So therefore each one of these are a separate bracha to itself. They start with a bracha and they don't end with a bracha because they're not long brachas, they're one whole dot. Tosis says a different reason why these brachos each one starts with a bracha by itself, because they're so short. If you didn't start with a bracha, you think it's one hemsha. You said shakol barolich vodo yotzer ha'adam, so you think it's all one thing. So since it's not a long bracha, each one starts with a bracha by itself. Okay. Now Rashi explains the brachas. V'hiskin lo mimenu migufo mitzalosav. Mimenu means from his body. He took out one of his sides or one of his ribs, Shiloh, what it's cello means, and formed the chava. We'll see, it depends really later on how the first Adam was created. What was he? Man and a woman together, whatever. Then what the cello was will change. Because a cello can mean a rib, and a cello can mean a side. Tzela HaMishkan, the Mishkan didn't have any ribs. Tzela HaMishkan means the side of the Mishkan. Binyan Adayad, Binyan Noheg Lidoros. From him, Hiskin Lo Mimenu, he prepared from him a Binyan. Rashi says it wait in 2 seconds. A Binyan applies to human beings when you can be built up into a Bria, by even a Satzela. So a Binyan Adayad, that from then on, what's it called, created generations in the natural way. The Chava Kori La Binyan, Chava is called a Binyan, Al Shem Vayivin Es Atzela. Akora, the next bracha is Sameach Sos Tosis Vesogel Ho Akora Yerushalayim. Akora is Yerushalayim, that today is like an Akora, then Klali Sos and Golas, and eventually B'kibbutz Bonel L'socha, they'll come back, and what's it called, she'll be like a woman has children. Reim o'ahuvim chosen v'akala shehim reim o'ahuvim zedz ha'o'avim zedz, right, they're beloved because they love each other, so they are reim o'ahuvim. Tisimeichecho yitzircha kamosha samachto es adam orishon, just like you, Rebono Shel Olam, were sameach your creation began Eden mikedem, be mesameach them also. Began Eden mikedem, dichsi vayita gan be Eden mikedem vayosam shom. Right, mikedem can mean in the east, and mikedem means before the world was created. The Rebono Shel Olam provided Gan Eden before the world. Gan Eden already was set aside. That's mikedem. So Rashi says in the Chumash. And okay, so there's the Gan Eden, Mikedem, the Bria Sa'olam, you prepared the Gan Eden for Adam and Chava. Mesameach Chosen Vikala, that's how we end the first bracha of Sameach to Samach. uvachron mesamei choson im hakala. And the last bracha shirbora ends mesamei choson im hakala. Lefi shesimchas bracha rishon velo besimchas chasana nomi. The first one's not going on the chasana where the choson and the kala are happy with each other. Shari tfilohi shemispaulim, we're davening that the Rabbanu Shlom, the same way he was mesameach, what's it called, Adam Arishon in Gan Eden, he should mesameach the choson and the kala. So we're davening for each of them separately. They should be successful their whole lives, each one separately. That's what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about the simcha that comes from them, one from the other. We're talking about the simcha that comes to each and each one of them separately. Each one should be successful. The last one is not a tefillah, it's a shevach to the Rabbanu Shlom that he created Zohar and the Keva and gave them the ability to get married, right, and to build a family together. Dibuk ish bi ish al yedei simcha v'chedva. V'tichach yishlach to mesameach choson im hakala. Shehu loshen simchas ish bi isha. We're praising the Rabbanu Shem created the concept, right, the metzias of choson v'kala. So we thank him that there's such an inyan of mesameach choson im hakala. So that's the Sheva Brachas. Tosus, like we said, Rashi says why the first two are not considered Brachas Mucha L'Chaverto, or even the first three, because the first two really are not part of the order of Brachas. They're separate Brachas to themselves. They just were put over here because we want to put them a la coast, but really they could be said a different time, at least the first one. The second one was just said, since we have to say the third one, so you have to say the second one also, because we're talking about the second Yetzir, you have to say the first. And therefore, they're not considered brachas mucha l'chaverta, because they're not part of the order, really, of these brachas. So each one starts with a baruch. Tosis says that there's another reason why, because it's just such short brachas. If we didn't start the second one with a bracha, it would sound like just a continuation, just another part of the first bracha. It wouldn't sound like a bracha by itself. But Sos Tosis is a nice long bracha. We're not going to think that Sos Tosis is a continuation of Yotzer HaAdam. So Basheinken, just Yotzer HaAdam itself, if it just said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaAdam and then Asher Yotzaris HaAdam, we'd think it's one bracha. It's all continuation. So therefore you have to start the Asher Yotzar also with a bracha. Okay. So Rashi learns that the first bracha is not on the zivug, but it's on the kavod of the mesasvim, and since that's kavod Hashem, so we say that bracha. Others learn that it has to do with the zivug, the first bracha too, right? Asha kol barolich vodo, because l'maisa, the reason that people get married is to have children and to fill up the world. And everything the Rabbanu Shem created, he created lo l'tov barol l'shedes yitzorah. So the Rabbanu Shem created everything. There should be lechlodos and inyan. The people should fill the world up. The Sheves Yitzhar. Or, alternately, similar idea, that the Rabbanu Shem created human beings, where we create everything lechavod of the human being, and the human being lechlodo. So hakol bara lechlodo, right, means that this is the purpose of the chasen. The Rabbanu Shem created human beings to serve him. And he created everything in the Bria, the whole Yitzhira, for the sake of human beings. So we start with what the purpose of human beings is, and then the proliferation of human beings in the future is the chasana. So it's all part of the same order. Okay, we're up to Chesamad Aleph, towards the middle of the Omid. Levi Ikla Lebei Rebbe Behilulad Reb Shimon Berei. Levi went to the chasana of Reb Shimon Berebi, Borich Chomesh. He only made five of the brachas. Now there's basically six brachas, not counting the Borich Priya Gofen. He made five brachas. But yesterday we said, I don't know if I said clearly, The Broch al Hayayin is also part of Sheva Brochos because you have to be Mesada the Malakos. So therefore, under the Chuppah, we say Borei Pri HaGafen first, that all the other Brochos should be Alakos. After benching, if we make the Broch al HaKos immediately, people would think that it's going on the benching. Like we always make a Broch on a Kos on benching. So in order to make it clear that it's also going on the Sheva Brochos, we say it at the end, after the Sheva Brochos, not before. Okay. So Borecham, he only made five of the six brachas besides Borei Pri HaGafen. Rav Asi Ikla LeBei Rav Asi BeHilula Demar Berei, and Rav Asi went to the Chasna of Rav Asi's son, and he Borech Shis. He made all six brachas. So where it says Lema B'Hakim Ifugei. So which one did the first one leave out? What was the Shaila if you make five brachas or six brachas? Mar Sover Chari Yitzira Havai. One holds there was only one Yitzira, so there's only one bracha, Yotzer Ha'adam. Mar Sover Shtei Yitziras Havai. And the other one holds there were two Yitziras. See, one second, how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns differently, but we're learning Rashi here, so we'll go to the Rashi. So Mar says, lo, the Kulei Alma Chari Yitzira Havai. There was only one Yitzira. Mar Sover Basar Machshav Azlinen, or Mar Sover Basar Mais Azlinen. And one holds we go after the original Machshava, that the Rabban Shalom originally intended to create two separate human beings, but he only made one. So we go after the Machshava, that originally there were supposed to be two separate ones, and therefore we make two brachas on the Yetzirah. And the other one holds no, we go after the Maisa, the Rabban Shalom only created one. It's only one Yetzirah. Ki hod Rav Yehuda Rami. Rav Yehuda brought a steer in Psukim. Ksi vayivru elokim es ha'odam b'tzalmo. Says the Rabban Shalom made ha'odam b'tzalmo. Mashma, only one person. Ha'odam. The Zohar. Uksi Zohar nekeva barom. Another place it says that he created them Zohar nekeva to begin with. Ha'ketzad b'tchila olam machshav li baruch shnayim. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had intention to create two. Vesof nivra echad, but he actually created only one to begin with, and then we'll see what he did with that one. That's a different machlokus. But in any case, so originally the Rabban Shem intended to create two separate human beings, and in the end he created one, and then divided them. That doesn't mean the Rabban Shem changed his mind. It means that the tachlis, the machshava, was supposed to be two separate human beings, but the way to get to that was to create one and then divide them. The reason for that is that then each one would know they're only half. Because if they were created separate to begin with, each one would think they're independent. But if they're created as one being and then separated, then each one knows that they started out as part of a one being that now they're only half of. Okay. So Rashi learns like this. It's really a sugya we learned in Erevin, which I'm sure everybody remembers. It wasn't that long ago. But in any case, so Rashi learns that it goes like this. Bori Chamesh, Shakol, Vasher Yotzer, Vesos Tosis, Vesomeh, Vesamech, Asher Bora. Which five did he make? Shakol, Vasher Yotzer, he left out Yotzer Ha'adam. Borashis Yotzer Ha'adam Hosif. He added the two Yotzer Ha'adams. The first short one and the second longer one. Chad Yitzirah Havei Keman De'omer Be'erevin Vayivin Eshatzei LePartzu. Right? Chad Yitzirah means that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu created male and female in one body. Right? What's it called? Partsuf. Shemitchilus Briyoso Nivrashnate Partsuf. This is Rashi wants. That Chavi Yitzira means that the Rabban Shem created one being with two bodies. Like Siamese twins. So do Partsufi. The male was in the front and the female in the back. Zohar Milfonov and Akeva Miachor. Right? Zohar front. And the Nekeva back, because you're not allowed to walk behind the woman, so it couldn't have been the Nekeva front. So when they walked Zohar facing front, and the Nekeva was dragging along facing the back. According to that, that's what it says later, Esalo Azer Kenegdo. Till then, she could never face him. Because when he turned around, she turned around too. So now she was an Azer Kenegdo, an Azer who could face him, according to that pshat. What's it called? So that's called Yitzira Achas. In other words, everything was created, the way Rashi learns, to begin with. Finished. There was a Zohar, there was an Akeva, to begin with. The only thing later on was separating them. But it wasn't a new Yitzira. According to the other man, the Omer, Shtei Yitziros. Commander Omer Zonav Hoya. Right? That there wasn't a defined Zohar and Akeva to begin with. There was a Zohar with a Zonav. Zonav over here doesn't mean a tail. It means an appendage. Meaning the tzela. That there was a rib, an extra rib, that from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in the Keva, but that was a separate Yitzira. Even a Satsela, right, doesn't mean that he took over off a side. Tzela can mean a side, Tzela HaMishkan. So he took off one side, that was the first pshat, and made Chava from the side that was in the Keva, and finished her off. According to this, there was what's it called, two Yitziras. First there was a Zohar, and then he had a Zonav, he had an extra piece in him, which was taken out and fashioned then into a Nekeva, which is a second Yitzira. So Morris says no. Everybody holds that what's it called, really there was one Yitzira. But, Boser Machshov, Azlinen, Shishnaim, Oluba Machshov, Liboros, V'Nivra Echad. Originally the Rav Anishav intended to create those two separately. But he created them together, and then separated them. The Erev and Perek Oshin Pasuk. Okay, so that's the way Rashi learns. Tos learns different. He learns the Yitzira Achas and Shnei Yitziros has to do whether the opposite. That Shnei Yitziros means that originally they were created male and female, right, and then separated. That's called Shnei Yitziros. Because originally there were two different Yitziros in Zohar and Akeva. And Yitzira Achas means that the Rav Anishim created one being, and from that one made both. That's called Yitzira Achas. Mamish the opposite of what Rashi was. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Ravashi Ikla Lebei Rav Kahana. Ravashi went to the chasen of Rav Kahana's children. Yuma kama borech kulo. The first day he made all sheva brachas. Mikan ve'elech, from the first day and on, ik aponim chadoshos borech kulo. V'ilo afushi simcha bi'almahu, mevorech shasimcha bima'ono v'asher bora. After that, if there's ponim chadoshos, you make all sheva brachas. And if not, you only say Shasimcha b'ma'ono in the Zimun, and what's it called? And you say only the last bracha Asher Borah. Okay, if there's no Panim Chadoshos. So, first of all, what does that mean? Yumakama. Machlokas Rishonim, the first day. The first day means no matter how many Sudas you have that first day, you don't need Panim Chadoshos. In other words, they get married at night. So you have Sheva Brachos under the Chuppah, right? That obviously doesn't need any Panim Chadoshos. And then you have a Suda that night. And at that Suda, you don't need Panim Chadoshos, you make Sheva Brachos. What happens if you have another Suda in the morning, in the afternoon? It's all the same day. Do you need Panim Chadoshos that first day or not? Some Rishonim hold, it says Yumakama, first day. First day means any Suda you have the first day of the day of the Chasana, right, you don't need Panim Chadoshos, and you make all Sheva Brachos. Other Rishonim say no. It means the first meal, but any other meal after that, you have to have Panim Chadoshos. So if you have a Chasana meal at night, and then you decide to have another one early in the morning, another one afternoon, you need Panim Chadoshos by those Sudas, even though it's the day of the Chasana. The opposite is also true. What happens if you didn't get the Suda by the first day? The Chasna was late in the afternoon, and the Suda wasn't until the night. That's already the next, what's it called, next day. It's the second day. It's the first meal, but it's the second day. Do you need Panim Chadoshos for that? Or somebody who wasn't at the Chuppah and didn't hear the Sheva Brachos right, has to be at the meal, or no? Since it's the first meal, right, that's enough. Right? And then there's even another shaila. What happens if the first meal's not on the second day? You skip the day. And the first meal's on the third day. That also doesn't need Sheva Bracha since Lamais is the first meal, or no, it has to be at least the first meal close to the chasen, not separated from the chasen. All those are shilas and rishonim. Lamais, we pass them that after the first meal, you talk need Sheva Bracha, you need Ponim Chadashas. Okay. Now, where you must from where you don't need Ponim Chadashas, first of all, the Hasimcha b'Ma'ono is added into what's it called, into the benching. Right? You say, Baruch Elokeinu, Shasimcha b'Ma'ono, V'Shachalnu Mishalo. Simcha b'Ma'ono means that every chasen or the simcha in this world is not complete. The real simcha is b'Ma'ono, is where the Rabbonu Shalom is. That's the real simcha. This world, right, every simcha is lo yamali shchopi. There's no total simcha in this world. Hasimcha b'Ma'ono. That's according to some, that's what it means. Okay, and Asher Bara is a bracha you make even without Ponim Chadashas. Okay. Shailas, also, what does that mean without Ponim Chadashas? Do you only make it, first of all, you only make it when there's a mezumen. Because not a mezumen, you only make it out on bench, the Sheva Brachas. So if there's no mezumen, for sure you don't do it. Now, do you need asorah or not? That's another machlokas. Whether this is like it's like Sheva Brachas, except you only say one. But just like we said, Birchas Chasanim needs a minion. So you don't say Shakol Baruch Vodo without a minion. That's one day. Another day is no, it's not Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim is all Sheva Brachas. You don't say all seven, that's not called Birchas Chasanim. And you say it even without a minion. So you need at least a mezumen, right? But you don't need a minion. That's another shayla. Okay, you don't need a minion, let's say. Right, but do you need that the Suda should be special, their guests also, it's made a special Suda for the Chosin and Kala where there are guests, or no, any Suda, the Chosin and Kala are there and they have a mezumen, right, the parents are there, right, two father, the father and father-in-law and the Chosin is a mezumen, no guests, they're just having breakfast, so there's a Shita Rishonah, you make Asher Bara, you say Asher Bara. What's it called? And the halacha is not like that. The halacha is it has to be a minyan, and it has to be a special what's it called suda for the chasen and kala, not stam where they're eating together or whatever their regular meal. Okay. Mishiva ad shloshim. Okay, from the seventh day after the wedding and until the 30th day, just like Avelis, this is the invert, not the invert, but it's the parallel to Avelis. Just like Avelis lasts, there's a Shiva and then there's Tosloshim. So here the Simcha, the Iker Simcha is Shiva and then it lasts Tosloshim. So from Shiva to Shloshim, Bein Omer Lohu Machma Silula, Bein Lo Omer Lohu Machma Silula. Doesn't make a difference if this Suda is specifically for the sake of the Chosin and Kala or not. Mevorosha Simcha b'Ma'ona. Simcha b'Ma'ona you still say. Right, we don't do any of this because the Shulchan Aruch says, we show them say, Orva kol Simcha. Since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have great Simcha anymore. Avelis, yes. So Avelis, we have Shiva and Shloshim. But Simcha, after the Sheva Brachas of the 7 days, everything's finished. So we don't say Asimcha b'Ma'ono except by Sheva Brachas during the 7 days. But for Churban Bavayis, when it wasn't Orva called Simcha, so the Simcha went on, we'll see, till a year. So from 7 days to 30 days, you still said Asimcha b'Ma'ono if it was a Suda maid, we covered the Chosin HaKala. Mikan ve'elech after Shloshim, I omer lehu machmasi lula mevorosh Asimcha b'Ma'ono. Ve'ilolo. If the Suda was made specifically for the Chosin Vakala, this is like, you know, an extension of the Chasana, then they said Asimcha b'Ma'ono in benching. If not, they didn't. Mar says the Omer le Machma Silula Aremas. So if you had a Simcha, l'shem the Chasana. For instance, the Chosin Vakala were married somewhere and then they went to another place. They didn't get on a plane and get there the next day. It took maybe a month to get there. Now they got to their city where they were, what's it called, and now they want to make a gala reception for them, right, with shame, the new couple, right? That happens today also. The Gemaisa, what's it called? Then it happened often. So now you're making a special Suda, the Shein, the Chosin and Kala. It could happen without that, but this is a. Right? So, till when can you say Asimcha B'mono? Right? After 30 days, it says that from 7 to 30, even if you don't say it specifically for the Chosin and Kala. After 30, if you say it specifically for the Chosin and Kala, till when? Where it says, Omra Papai Mishmei Derava Ad Treser Yarchi Shasa. Till 12 months. After 12 months already, forget it. Right? That's right. Nothing to make happy, be happy about after that. Right? But till 12 months, you can still be happy. Umikara Emeimas. When do you start saying Hasimcha B'Mono? We're not talking about Sheva Brachas now. We're talking just Hasimcha B'Mono. And this also we don't do. Omra Papa Michiromu Sari Ba'asinta. When they start making the beer for the wedding, right? And some hold it has to be after the Erusin. And some hold even, what's it called, after the Shaduchim, right? Before the Erusin. Right, so if it's after the Erusin, it's not Nogea to us. But if it could be even after the engagement, as we call it, not a real Erusin, then it's Nogea to us too. But it's not Nogea to us because, like we said, Arva Kol Simcha, these things we don't do. So when they started making the beer, according to some, and after the Erusin, but they started making the beer for the, right, for the, they put the hops in the water for the making of the beer for the Sudas HaNisuin, that's when you could start saying Hasimcha B'Mono. Versus Eini, Bahara Papa, Yasik La'Abba Marbarei, right, Rapapa, Neda was making a chasna for his son, right, Ubarich Mishas Erison. And before they started making the beer, from the Erison itself, he made the bra of Hasimcha B'Mono. Versus Shani Rapapa, to have a triachle, right? Rapapa was, what's it called, he had somebody that prepared the suit that was already, what's it called, everything was prepared. So they were ready for the chasana months before. Right? Everything already was prepared. So therefore it was already, the simcha was already set out. Ravina Yasikle Lebrei Beirav Chaviva. Ravina made a chasana for his son in the house of Chaviva. Ubarak Mishas Erison. And he made the bracha taka Mishas Erison. Omar Kimli Bigavai Galo Hadribu. I'm sure they're not going to break their shidduch. So they're not going to back out. Here, if Erison means, real Erison, means they're not going to get a get before the Nisuit. If Erison over here means what we call Erison, Shidduchim, so then it means they're not going to break the shidduch. They're going to get married. Lois Trayim Milsa. Even then, they broke engagements, or they got divorced before the actual Nisuin came, right? Either because they couldn't pay up the Nadin, right, or because the Chosin and Kala decided it wasn't for them, which is a bracha. Much better to break a engagement before you get married than to break it after you get married. So it's a bracha. So what's it called? To recognize the fact that sometimes people get engaged and it was a mistake. So mistakes happen. Okay. Better to have a mistake then than to live together a mistake. Okay. When Taka they backed out. So they said Basimcha B'mono for nothing. Okay. Or maybe other of it. The Simcha remained B'mono. Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Ikla L'Bavel. Right, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava went to Bavel. He was an Eretz Yisrael dick and he went to Chutz Laaretz for a chasana. Baruch Shis Arichta. He made six long brachas, right? They gave him the brachas. He figured, like, you know, this is my chance. I have the shofar, you know. So he made lengthy brachas, not just Yotzer Ha'adam and Hashakol Bar Lechvodo. He went overboard and added a lot of different things to those brachas, right? The less Hilchas HaKavah say, the Halacha is not like him. The Halacha is that the ones that are short, you remain short, and the ones that are longer, remain longer. Rav Chaviva Ikla LeBein Bohula. Rav Chaviva went to a bris. Brosh Asimcha B'mono. He gave him benching and he said Asimcha B'mono. The less Hilchas HaKavah say, Mishum Ditzridei, Yisle Tzara Liyanuka. By a bris, you don't say Asimcha B'mono because the kid suffers. You don't say Asimcha B'mono when the kid suffers. In fact, that's why in Chutz Laaretz, Ashkenazim have the meaning not to say Ashechiyonu by a bris because of Tzara Diyanuka. here in Eretz Israel, everybody says Shechianu, like the Beis Yosef, because it's passing like the Mechaber here for many things, and then Mechaber also do say Shechianu by a bris. I think by the first bris, by Mati's bris here, explained that Echutz Laaretz, Tzara Dianuka, so it's Tzar, so maybe don't say Shechianu. But over here, Eretz Israel is Mikdash Beisurim. So the kid's getting his beginning of Kenyan in Eretz Israel, so the Tzar is also part of the Shechianu. So here you can make a Shechianu and Tzar also. Here, if you don't make a Shechianu on Tzar, you never say Shechianu. Right. Okay, in any case. Okay. See Rashi. Basar Machshova Azlinan. Yeah, Ashishnayim Olub Machshova Vehiboros Vinivra Echad. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to create two separate beings, and he only created one together. Okay. Mevorish Asimcha B'molno B'tchilos HaZimun. In the beginning of the Zimun, right, you say Asimcha B'molno. It's not a separate bracha, it's part of the Zimun. Bein Omer Lohen Lekruin, whether he told the guests or not, whether it's this meal is for the sake of the Chasana, right, it's a celebration of the Chasana or not, till 30 days you say Asimcha B'molno. Machmasi Lula, after 30 days, till the end of the year, if he said specifically this is the covered the chasen and kala, you say simcha b'momo. Karosi lochem halom l'suda. I called you here for a suda for the sake of the chasen and kala. Mikara kodem achupa in his min krui va'omer lohem machmesh ani rotzel ha'achnis b'ni chupa. He made a meal before the chasana, and it's also the covered the chasen, the upcoming chasen and kala. They used to say a simcha b'momo also from the time they started the earnest preparations, when it looked like nothing was going to change and people weren't going to back out, or the caterer wouldn't show up, or something like that. They used to put hops, barley, into big vats. That's one shot. L'shem hachosin v'akala zorim sa'orim ba'otzit lomar pur vu v'simchuk zorim alo. When they got engaged, they would plant barley as a simen tov, that what's it called, the chasen kala should, Rashi and Shabbos says, they used to have another minute, that they would plant, what's it called, when a boy was born, they'd plant a plant, and a girl, they would plant a different plant, and then they would, when they, before they got married, they would throw the plants into the river as a sign of simcha and kapara, like that's where some tashlich. Right, some people at Minik Tasha throw everything in their pockets or whatever. So here they threw the flower pots, I think, into the river. Or they made the chuppah out of it, yeah? The chuppah. But there's somewhere Rashi is that they... What? They made the chuppah. What?
Yeah, I think there's still places where they
do that. They do
that?
Where?
No. Some
okay. Over there, everything was finished, so it was mamish. Everything was ready for the chasana, so they really could say asimcha b'momo. Yasik lebrei shidduch lo isha. Rashi says it doesn't mean that they had erusin. It means they had a shidduch, that they got engaged, the way we call engaged. Ubaruch mi shas erusin shasimcha b'momo. V'hadvi b'hu lo nos lo isha. In the end, they didn't get married. Right, and therefore the Asimcha B'molno really shouldn't have been said. Shisa Richta, Hoshiv Dvorim al Shahako, Vial Brikas Yitziri Shona, the Chosim B'Baruch. He added a lot of extra things and ended with a bracha too. He made up his own little nusach for everything. The less Uchacha, Sekin Vishal. The Aloch is not like that. The Aloch is the first ones are short brachas, and Rashi explained why the first two are brachas and they're short. And then the third one is the long one. That's the one that starts the Seder of the Sheva Brachas. From that on, you don't need a bracha anymore. Sos Tosi, Sameach to Samach. And the last one, since sometimes it's said by itself, you start with Baruch, even though it's part of the Seder. Lebei Mehula, Lesudas Mila. He said, Shasim Chamona by Bris Mila, we don't say it because it's Tzar Yinuka. So somehow, therefore, by Pidyon Aden, there's no Tzar to the Yinuka. Only tzar to the father has to pay the 5 shekel, but the kid doesn't have any tzar, so therefore you say simcha b'momo by pidyon aben. And the ma'aseh halacha is not like that. That whatever reason is, we don't say hasimcha b'momo by a pidyon aben. And some people say you say hasimcha b'momo by a seal. since it says over here, if it wouldn't be for Tzara the Yanuka, you'd say it by a bris. So opinion Aden and a Siyum is no less of a Simcha. You'd say a Simcha b'mono. L'maisa, we only say a Simcha b'mono by a Chasid.